Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Hey guys, me Sam Stein, managing editor at the Bulwark. We are joined today for her inaugural Bulwark YouTube. Come on, a little more excited.
No, I'm pumped. I feel like you had to give a little bit more excitement in that intro.
We're joined today.
There you go.
Lauren Egan is joining us. She's coming on board. She's got a new newsletter. More on that later. Lauren, thanks so much. Happy to have you.
And we're joined by
And we're joined by Tim.
What's up, y'all? Hey, Lauren. Let's do this.
How's it going?
What are we talking about?
We're going to talk about Doge. We're going to talk about Elon. We're going to talk about Elon's email that went out over the weekend that everyone might be forced to resign if they didn't tell what five things they've done in the past week to their, I guess, to the Doge team. It's kind of blown up in Elon's face a little bit. The reason we're talking about it is that Trump was asked about it at a press conference today with Emmanuel Macron, and here's what he said.
Do you think that Doge could benefit from more streamlined communications? There was that email telling employees to give five things that they've done last week. Agency heads then told people to ignore it. But
Elon Musk. About the last email that was sent where he wanted to know what you did this week. You know why he wanted that, by the way? I thought it was great. Because we have people that don't show up to work and nobody even knows if they work for the government. So by asking the question, tell us what you did this week, what he's doing is saying, are you actually working? And then if you don't answer, like you're sort of semi-fired or you're fired, because a lot of people are not answering because they don't even exist. They're trying to find, that's how badly various parts of our government were run by, and especially by this last group. So what they're doing is they're trying to find out who's working for the government. Are we paying other people that aren't working? And, you know, where's all this? Where's the money going?
All right, so there it is. Trump's like, it seems like a good idea. It's not so bad. But in reality, everyone basically in the government has told Elon to pound sand, right? Like all different agencies, HHS, they initially said you should respond. Then they said don't. USDA said don't respond. And also, don't worry, there's no penalty for not responding. DOD said no. Tulsi Gabbard said no. Cash Patel said no. All right, so Tim, is this like an actual friction point between Elon and the rest of the cabinet, or is there reading too much into it?
I don't think so, because Donald Trump also, in addition to that video you just showed, bleated this yesterday, all caps, Elon is doing a great job, but I'd like to see him get more aggressive. Remember, we have a country to save, blah, blah, blah. So
but that's the bleat that started the email. He bleated that and then Elon emailed.
Yeah, right.
So Elon's pumping it up.
He's excited about this, though. And all of these guys will do whatever Trump wants. Trump doesn't actually care about the response. You know, I mean, I liked the meme going around with the guy that sent the Office Space response. It says, well, I generally came in 15 minutes late. I used the side door. That way Lundberg can't see me. You know, so, I mean, like, there weren't serious responses being sent here.
And I was wondering, like, what the most outrageous response they get is going to be.
I will tell you, though, we were at the Principal's First Summit over the weekend. I'm sure people have seen, maybe you can go to the other videos on the feed if you haven't seen. I did an event with Jared Polis and Sarah Longwell, and the January 6th cops were there. Anyway, afterwards, I was talking with, like, that email went out while I was on stage. And afterwards, I was talking with a couple of the attendees who are federal government workers who, like, did it, who, like, literally sent their reply in because they were nervous.
Yeah, and I was talking to people over the weekend who were like, I guess I'm just going to start writing about what I did last week. Like, I don't know what else to do. But I feel like it's almost like revenge of the middle managers right now. Like, middle managers are just kind of like, we're not doing this. And it's kind of like the first crack, I feel like we're seeing that, like, anyone who, like, has worked in the federal government just knows how big of a bureaucracy is and how, like, these middle managers are going to try and protect their teams to the extent they can. And I feel like they're kind of like, morale sucks. Like, no. Like, we're not doing this.
Lauren's pitch is this being the revenge of the middle managers is the first thing that's made me side with Elon this whole time. I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, I don't know. Nobody likes a middle manager.
No one likes the middle manager.
But in this case, the middle manager is literally the cabinet official. It's like Kash Patel being like, Kash is in the cabinet. But like, it's, you know, Kash is like, you know what? Actually, I don't really think that Elon should determine if my team resigns because they didn't respond to Elon's email.
Yeah, I mean, it's like the first sign that he's not going to be universally successful in literally everything he's doing.
Right. That's what's interesting to me is that he has no actual authority to do this, right? He can't like force people from the government. And then, but more than that, he's inserting himself into other people's business. And it's totally arbitrary. And obviously it was totally ill-conceived, right? Like, what actually, think about actually if it actually works, right? Like, you get 2.3 million emails, and then what do you do with it?
Yeah, and is there like a scoring system for like
what are you looking for in the response?
We're going to use AI.
What is the right like buzzword? Yeah.
Grok is going to determine who gave the worst answers, and then we're going to fire 5%. No, I mean, everything that he's done has been ill-conceived. So like, here is, like, on the one hand, this is just he's way out over his skis. They don't know what they're doing. It's a shit show. They're going to get overturned in court. They've already been overturned in court. That said, like, one part of their motivation here is I do think that they want to make people's lives miserable, and they want people to self-resign. They want people to choose to leave the federal government because they don't want to deal with this shit, so they can either replace them with loyalists or not replace them. Like, and that is like a part of their strategy. And so my guess is that, like, while Elon was sort of titillated by like fucking bossing people around and making them do busy work for him, like, and that was really the whole thing. Like, he likes sending out dick emails because he likes the attention. I do think there are probably some people around him, the Russ Votes of the world, that are kind of like, the more he annoys these people being the entire federal government workforce, the better for our ends. So it's like partially useful.
But that's the thing that got me, I guess, was that it was just so unimaginative. Like, he's done the same exact thing at prior workplaces, right?
Like, it just feels so like corporate, you know? Like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah. He's taking his playbook and he's adopting it to the government. I want him to like come up with innovative ways to make people miserable. There's got to be other ways to do
it. You're an agent of chaos, Sam.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like if he's going to do this on a broader scale, try something new.
It feels like, kind of like a Sam Stein email to staff, really, actually.
I was going
to
say, yeah, Sam, if I get that kind of email on the weekend,
I've never sent a top five email. The other thing, though, is I guess, and this goes back to Trump, is like, do we really think he actually doesn't find it a little annoying, right? Like, you think he's totally cool with this, Tim? I sense that he – how can you not find some of this annoying? Elon's around all the time. He's constantly doing stupid shit. He's getting overturned in court constantly. He's annoying all the people you've put around you. I find that would be grating. I find that I wouldn't have fun with that.
Yeah. I don't – you know, it's hard for me to predict –
like, I'm not asking you to predict. I'm just saying, would you want to hang out with someone like that?
No, of course not. I'd rather rip my toenails off than spend 5 minutes with Elon. Like, I have no interest in hanging out with him. But Trump, you would have think he would have been sick of him already. And like, Trump surrounds himself. Again, like, say what you want about Trump's New York life. Like, he was, you know, he wishes he got more respect. There's a Rodney Dangerfield element of it. But like, he hung out with like celebrities and rappers and like cool people and smart people when he was a businessman at The Apprentice. Right. And now he's like hanging out with cougars and Mar-a-Lago and like Seb Gorka, and like, you would have thought he'd be sick of it already, so maybe he won't get sick of Elon. I don't know. I do think that he likes the fact that Elon is super rich and famous, and he feels like that he gets benefit from that. And I feel like as long as he feels like he's getting benefit from it, then Elon will still be around. But Elon's definitely going to create tensions within the staff underneath, but that, like, no matter who's in there, these people are going to be like monkeys throwing shit at each other.
Yeah, maybe that's it. It's just Elon's so wealthy that you can't afford to not have him around.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is surprising that he's wanted him around this long. Like, when this first when he first took office, I feel like the conventional wisdom was Trump's going to get bored. He always gets bored. He's going to get jealous of the spotlight, and it hasn't happened yet. So I don't know. He's got something for Elon. I don't know.
He does.
Not ending anytime soon.
Lauren, I do wonder, you covered, before this, you were covering the Biden White House, and this is just so different. Like, you know, you have to just be like, is this even the same world? I mean, the Biden White House was so quiet and stuffy, and it's like, I wonder if Steve Ricchetti is mad at Anita Dunn. Like, I mean, it's just, it's got to be a kind of astounding.
Obviously, we've all talked about when Biden was in office, how it was so boring compared to Trump, and like, that is just true. Like, what was the most exciting thing that happened during the Biden years, Sam? I can't even remember. What's the most exciting story we wrote together? When he dropped out of the race. Like, that was it.
Oh, you know? Obviously, like, that, yeah. Maybe it was near
the White House. Let's talk about the White House, though. Like, the management of the White House. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
Ron Klain, Ron Klain and Joe Manchin once got into a tiff.
Yeah, and like, Ron, right. There was some people that liked to be, like, a little spicy on Twitter, but, like, I don't, that's not even like the right word to use compared to like what the Trump team does. That's
like stale mayonnaise compared to what's going on right now. Come on.
Totally. That's not even, totally. Yeah. But I'm just saying what qualified as spicy then is just like,
no, you know, it's unfathomable to me that now. You would have in the Biden years. Like, I guess the comparison would be if like, I can't even do it. Like, it would be, who would be the Elon of the Biden years? Like, Alex Soros was like given the chance to like tell all the cabinet officials, like, actually, if your people don't respond to me, they're going to resign.
And maybe this is part of the problem. Somebody, I forget if it was Kinzinger, I was on the pod last week, and we were making a joke about how I was going to start doing conspiracy theories so I could become the Joe Rogan of the left. And they're like, well, who would be your Elon smoking weed with you in the studio? And I'm like, I don't know, Reid Hoffman.
And it's like, and Reed, who would be the alternative smoking to blunts? Like, who would be the Democratic version of Cash Patel and Dan Bongino?
These people don't exist.
There just like isn't one. Yeah, they don't exist.
Aaron Rupar? Yeah. What are we talking about here?
I was doing this when the Hegseth like, got appointed Secretary of Defense. I kept coming up, trying to come up with a tweet about who he would pick. And it was like offensive to all the people. Like, I put Joe Scarborough in there. I was like, that's kind of mean to Joe. I was like, I can't do Joe.
That is very mean to Joe. Yeah.
This popped up this morning. It's from Housing and Urban Development. Apparently someone hacked into their systems, apparently, and posted video.
Don't show it.
AI-generated video. I think it's AI-generated.
Don't show it.
I know where you're going. Mm-mm.
This was in their cafeteria. It's Elon. It's Donald Trump kissing Elon's feet. Long live the real king. I don't know. Just wanted to give
in
that
the cafeteria.
Oh. In the cafeteria is the worst part.
It's so cruel.
It's not great.
I don't know. It's a no for me. I don't like it.
Why do you mean it's a no?
Well, I mean, I don't like the image. I don't like...
You're the most voyeuristic on the staff. What the fuck?
Yeah, but not in this situation. I'm not voyeuristic towards Elon and Trump. I don't want to see... Like, the one picture of Elon shirtless is still seared into my brain. I can't get it out.
Sometimes
it just, like, appears. Yeah, he looks awful. Mm-mm. It's just like he has the worst body I've ever seen, the proportions. But I also just don't like... There is this, like, resistance thing that I don't like.
The proportions.
His proportions are terrible. The resistance thing I don't like...
So top-heavy.
Is this, like, oh, we're going to try to make Trump jealous by talking about how Elon is the real president. I hate this gimmick.
It's too transparent.
Number one, it's too transparent. And number two, be careful what you wish for. Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean, be careful what you wish for?
I don't want King Elon. I don't, you know what I mean? Like, who the hell knows, right? Like,
I think what they want is just Trump to get rid of the guy. But I mean, I get it. I think it's so obviously transparent and ham-handed that no one's going to buy it. Even Trump's like, I know what you're trying to do.
Yeah, it's just like too hokey at this point. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll leave it there, folks. So we're recording this on Monday in the afternoon. The deadline to respond to this email, which apparently no one's responding to, or only like one, the Department of Transportation, I think you're required to respond. In Ed Martin's office, you're required to respond. But it's so random. But apparently you don't need to respond anymore if you're like 90% of the rest of the government. Also, OPM has said you will not lose your jobs if you fail to respond despite Elon's tweet. But listen, if you're out there and you get any guidance, if you see anything after the midnight deadline, hit us up. We have a tip line, thebulwark.com/tips. You know how to reach us. We'll check those out. Lauren, how'd it feel?
It was a pleasure. It was a pleasure.
Not so bad, right?
We're delighted to have you.
All right.
Thanks,
plenty
guys.
More to come. All right. Take care, guys.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.